Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very proud of our website. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We've been working hard on that for a long time now. It's a 13-plus-year-old website, and we continue to try to make it better. We update it every day with new stuff, lots of new stuff every day, actually. So, and much of it's right there on the homepage. Every day the homepage changes quite a bit. So check it out and see what you need. Think about what you need and ask us for that. Go to the, you know, noodle around on the search engine, noodle around in the categories and the different sections and see what you think. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. I think it'll help you too. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question. Jonathan Zook is our guest. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org, right, Jonathan?
That's right. There you can learn a little bit about our organization and what we do to try and support the interests of small businesses and capitals around the world. I guess your website is the only 13-year-old that actually answers questions when you ask.
That's exactly right. How about that? Hey, Jonathan, by the way, folks, has just helped them wrap up the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Jonathan, what are some of the other things that you saw while you were out there that you think will be a big part of our future as small business owners and with regard to technology?
You know, I mean, a lot of being a small business owner is having flexibility about where you do your business, right? And being able to take your business with you when you need to. And a lot of where you're seeing some real evolutions of technology is in the mobile arena. So there's going to be an explosion of 4G phones, for example. And so for the first time, these mobile phones are really going to be able to get the kind of internet experience and data experience that you're used to, you know, from your DSL or your cable modem. And that can really, you know, be game-changing for small business owners to be mobile.
Hold on a second. Now, 4G, I remember when I bought my first 3G phone, and then I realized that my area didn't support 3G. It only supported 2G. And so I had to go somewhere, you know, when I traveled, I got 3G. If you buy a 4G phone, what's that going to give you if your area is only supporting 3G?
3G.
Yeah.
It's true. It won't give you more than your area supports.
Right. But I mean, you indicated.
You know, and I realize you're sitting there in 10 inches of snow right now and you're feeling
kind of isolated. Well, it doesn't matter where you are. If some areas, you know, 4G, the phones are ahead of the backbone, aren't they?
And sometimes they are, but they're huge networks are coming out from both AT&T and Verizon in the 4G space.
Yeah.
So I mean, the you know, 4G.
Everybody doesn't live in a big city like you do, Jonathan.
I understand that, but 4G is going to be pretty widespread. I mean, I think there's a lot of commitment to getting 4G networks deployed, and these phones are really interesting. And so, you know, part of what Motorola, for example, showed a kind of I'm trying to think of the best word for it is sort of a docking station for the phone. That looks like a laptop, and basically it's got a keyboard, a screen, and a battery, and no brains. And what you do is you just basically slide your phone into a slot, and that essentially becomes a laptop.
Wow!
But with 12 hours of battery life, because there's this additional battery to the one that's in your phone, and so you can. So that's when you talk about convergence.
So are
right?
you thinking? Are you envisioning a world where there are all these docking stations that people made available? You can rent them or you can borrow them, and you carry your world with you in your pocket. You drop it into a USB of some kind, and your whole world, all your files and everything, just pops up there, and you can work or talk to people or whatever.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
I mean, it's like a laptop with no CPU or something, right?
But
it's got battery, it's got monitor, it's got keyboards, and it was the coolest thing. I mean, you just slide your thrown into it and the screen came to life and you've suddenly got 12 hours of battery life.
Mr. Dell, Michael,
you're working
Michael Dell,
an airplane or something
right.
like that.
Michael Dell, call your office, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, because a lot of what we're dealing with now is a lot of synchronization functionality, right? You know, if I have more than one computing device, I've got to figure out how to keep information up to date across those different
right.
devices.
My and that's where,
laptop,
my, that's where the cloud
my
comes. That's where the cloud comes.
My mobile phone, exactly.
Yeah.
But what if one computer could be all of your computers?
Mm-hmm.
That starts to get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly cloud computing is another thing that we're seeing a lot of and a lot of discussion of at CES. I mean, I'm sure you've probably had the opportunity in your show to talk about QuickBooks and the automatic right. thinking that mm-hmm. it has now so that, the data that the data entry that you do in QuickBooks is automatically synced to the cloud so that you can get to it from anywhere, from any device, et cetera. I mean, QuickBooks is starting to really expand its functionality because they've revealed, what we call APIs, sort of like gateways mm-hmm. to your information so that small developers can build applications for reporting or for getting it specific
right.
information.
The question,
about your business
though,
from your mobile phone.
The issue we have right now, though, is the phone is getting ahead of the backbone. The cloud computing capability is getting ahead of our ability to serve that, especially the connectivity issues, especially the wireless issues. We got to build out the infrastructure to support all this new capability, and that's one of our challenges. Quick break. Right back with Jonathan Zook. We come back, I want to talk to Jonathan about apps. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.